Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very accomplished entrepreneur from Boston, USA, Mr. Will Nietzsche. Will, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Will is the founder and CEO of IQ Bar, which is the brain and body nutrition company. So Will, let's talk IQ Bar today. Tell me about this venture.
Sure. Yeah, so we're a brain and body nutrition company. I started the company in January of 2018. Mm-hmm. And we started as a protein bar company. The basic idea was we were the first company to create packaged brain food. Mm-hmm. Basically, protein bars that had a bunch of brain nutrients in them. And then we've now evolved, we've grown a ton. We started offering additional product lines. We just came out with a hydration, powdered hydration mix that's also good for your brain. So we're expanding into adjacent categories, but the umbrella is brain and body nutrition.
Mm-hmm. And, when I was reading about you, you said that you are studying the relationship between the brain and nutrition. Help me understand this combination and what is the specific nutrition required for the brain?
Sure. I mean, at a very basic level, the brain runs on two fuel types, basically. Mm-hmm. Glucose is the first one. So, if you eat carbohydrates, they break down into blood glucose that goes to your brain. Your brain uses that as energy. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing is what's called the ketone body. So they're fat molecules. Your brain can also run on those. So if you fast, for instance, if you don't eat anything, your body starts surviving on ketone bodies. And that's part of the whole keto diet is you want to create ketone bodies in your liver, and mm-hmm. your brain can run off those too. And a lot of people would say that's a cleaner fuel. Then more broadly, outside of just pure fuel for the brain, there's a bunch of nutrition that is just good for the brain. So mm-hmm. things like omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin E, flavonoids, which is a type of polyphenol. It's a mm-hmm. compound that makes fruits and vegetables, gives them their color. Mm-hmm. And a number of things like that have a host of benefits for the brain. So it might protect neurons. It might strengthen neuron cell membranes. It might help you grow new neurons. So, mm-hmm. the brain is what's called plastic. You can, contrary to what we used to think, you can grow new neurons well into your 80s, and the foods you eat can either promote new neuron growth or not. So there's a whole host of nutrients that your brain, that benefit the brain, and we try and center our products on those.
Okay. And I would imagine when you say it's a brain and body protein bar, you're combining all these into one bar.
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky because you can't combine everything. Mm-hmm. And you also don't want to sell a product that costs $10. It has to cost $2.50, for instance. So that's one of the trickiest parts is you have to take into account cost. You have to take into account what people are willing to pay. You have to take into account, like a good example is curcumin. Mm-hmm. which is a derivative of turmeric, mm-hmm. Right? Really good for the brain in a number of ways, mm-hmm. but it'll turn your bar yellow and it tastes terrible, mm-hmm. right? So you have to make tough decisions. I would prefer to have turmeric in the bar, but it's just not feasible for a number of reasons. Or resveratrol, which is the mm-hmm. compound in red wine.
Yeah.
That's super good for your brain. I would love to have that in the product. It's just not feasible from a cost standpoint. So, you have to make some tough decisions about what goes in and what goes out. But, we centered on six nutrients that we think are fit that mold. Mm.
So, Will, you are an expert in this area. How does the average consumer understand what is good, right? What is good for them?
Yeah, I mean, that's another really tricky thing about running a science-based company. They don't is the bottom line. And so, you know, that comes in, that touches on how do you advertise to people? Because everyone wants to consume things that are good for their brain and body. That they just don't, they have varying levels of interest in terms of how granular the information they want to receive in that regard is. So some people are really fascinated. They want to read all the way down to the scientific studies on the foods that they eat and how it impacts the brain. Some people, they just want to know that it's quote unquote brain food. Like that's enough for them. They could just see that on the package and good enough. I'm going to move on. I'm not going to give it much more thought. So you have to appeal to both of those people, which is incredibly difficult. Right. So there's ways to do that, right? You can give high level summaries. For instance, you can say, and you have to figure out how to do this, by the way, digitally as well as in a tangible consumer package of good, right? So, you know, you can have like a learn more, you know, a high level, we have this, this, and this in the product, and it's good for your brain in these ways, learn more. And then the people who really want to learn more will learn more. In your packaging, you can say it's 6 brain nutrients. And then the people who really want to learn more will flip the bar over and read the little blurb on each one of them. So that's the delicate balance you have to strike.
Interesting. And how is IQ Bar different from the thousands of other bars available around the world?
Well, it's different in the sense that we're really the only brain and body bar out there. That was the key nuance. You know, we don't try and innovate a ton on, you know, packaging or flavor type or things like that. A real point of differentiation is we are a brain and body nutrition bar. Okay. But we're also pretty innovative in our dietary composition. So we try and thread the needle across vegan, paleo, and ketogenic diets, which is really, really difficult to do because, you know, vegan is pretty difficult because you want a protein bar and you need plant-based protein, and plant proteins are very hard to work with and don't taste all that good on their own. You know, paleo is basically just clean ingredient lists, not using lab-made ingredients and things like that. And then ketogenic is, you know, basically you can't use any sugar. So you can't, or sugar substitute, you can't use honey, you can't use brown rice syrup. Obviously you can't use sugar itself. And so how do you make a product taste good with basically no sugar? That's incredibly difficult to do while also maintaining a clean label. So we're unique in that we thread that needle as well.
And for someone who's, you know, building a brain and body nutrition company, has a brain and body bar, what goes into building a strong nutrition brand, especially when there are so many other brands available?
Sort of the same elements that I would say go into building any strong brand. People need to trust you, and you need to instill trust. You have to have a good product, right? People have to like the product and want to repurchase the product. We're in a consumption business, so, you know, repurchase. It's not, we're not selling a car, you know, where that you buy every 15 years. We're hoping you buy us every month, you know? So how do I keep you coming back month after month?
Correct.
You know, you have to trust us. You have to have product consistency. You have to have product quality. You have to stay in stock, which is particularly challenging with global supply chains where they are right now. And you have to stay financially afloat. You got to keep your house in order such that, you know, you have the team and the right team needed to get the product made and get it where it needs to be. And you have enough money to make the, you know, order the ingredients and pay the manufacturer and all that. And so, It's sort of all the same things that I would say most businesses, the bedrock of most good businesses lie on.
Okay. And my next question is that you're looking at developing more products for comprehensive nutrition. Would you like to talk about some of these?
Sure. I mean, so we're really interested in basically, we want to go into categories that are complementary, mm-hmm. but non-cannibalizing. Mm-hmm. So the idea is you would eat product line B, not instead of product line A, but, mm-hmm. you know, with product line A or after product line A or what mm-hmm. have you. And so aside from like snacking, for instance, which the protein bar space would cover, you know, what else is there? There's that truly impacts brain function, mm-hmm. hydration. So staying well hydrated is critical to brain function. And so we came out with the first ever hydration stick pack mix, you know, mm-hmm. powdered mix that combines electrolytes with adaptogens. So lion's mane, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but is a mushroom. Basically, it's good for your brain. Mm-hmm. And then there's a very special type of magnesium called magnesium L-threonate, which crosses the blood-brain barrier. So there's only one type of magnesium that can mm-hmm. actually cross your blood-brain barrier and mm-hmm. be absorbed by your neurons in your brain.
Right.
That's called magnesium L-threonate. Mm-hmm. And so we combine lion's mane and magnesium L-threonate with your more traditional sodium and potassium, you know, the primary electrolytes, with zero sugar. And so basically it's this awesome, you know, sports drink or hangover prevention drink or just everyday hydration drink or travel drink, that combines everything that is in a standard, you know, electrolyte drink plus mm-hmm. these two brain nutrients. So that's our second product line. We're also looking at, caffeinated products. So again, non-cannibalizing, you know, so an instant coffee and an instant tea. So that'd be IQ Joe, IQ Tea, and other product lines. Basically, it has to be non-cannibalizing and it has to be relevant to brain mm-hmm. function.
Okay. And when it comes to nutrition, body type, geography, cultures, beliefs all play a role. How are you tackling this with IQ Bar?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing you learn is you can't please everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, if you set out to please everyone, you'll please no one. And so there just will be people who, based on their body type, their beliefs, their geography, or whatever set of variables, mm-hmm. can't or won't consume your product. And that's fine, right? There's however many 7 billion people on the planet, right? You don't need all of them. You need, mm-hmm. you know, 100,000 of them to build mm-hmm. a gigantic business.
Okay.
And so, you know, you really, and in fact, you want to take a subset of those mm-hmm. people, right? So you might say ketogenic dieters in America mm-hmm. who want to lose weight
yeah.
and want to eat a plant-based diet. That might be your target demographic, and you can build a gigantic business just on that. And so, you know, certainly that's what we've tried to do is, you know, we focus domestically in the US, although we do ship internationally. Mm-hmm. That's a much smaller side of the business. It's just difficult economically to sure. takes a long time to ship. It's really expensive to ship. So I think we can get to a scale eventually where we're expanding that concentric circle of who's mm-hmm. who is our customer base. But I think it's kind of a fool's errand to focus too much on pleasing mm-hmm. every body type, every cultural demographic, every geographical demographic at the okay. outset.
Wonderful. So I have time for one more question. Most people who are average consumers of food or average exercise, you know, during a day, do they need any kind of professional inputs before they decide to start changing their nutrition needs? Or are you selling IQ Bar as a just snack, as a simple snack bar?
Yeah, I mean, we're a food prep. That's another strategic positioning exercise. Mm-hmm. Is okay. What is this? Is it a nutraceutical? Is it a medicine? Or is it a food? And it's definitely not the first two. You know, we definitely want from the start wanted to just be a food. We want to sit next to a Kind bar or a Clif bar, on a grocery store shelf as a food, and we want to be compared to the food. Mm-hmm. You definitely don't need medical advice or anything like that to consume our products. I mean, basically our whole thing is, food as medicine. If you eat a salad every day, that's medicine, relative to eating McDonald's every day. And so there are medicinal, ramifications of eating healthier foods that helps your brain and body work better. But we're not going to frame it as, we're not going to make hard medical claims or anything like that, because that just constricts your market, your total addressable market quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And it's just not where we want to play. It's a lot more expensive. It's a lot more, it's just a different ball game. And sure. So now that's not to say you shouldn't educate yourself on nutrition anyway, regardless of our products. Mm-hmm. If you care about nutrition, you should educate yourself, but it's not necessary for our product.
Wonderful. So Will, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me at length about IQ Bar and all the great stuff you're making with all the interesting products. I don't know when I will get to see IQ Bar in my country, but I'm sure someone will import it. But thank you again and good luck.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.